أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون، ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, taqwa and the piety is best of the provision in this world for hereafter. In this world it's been said that when you live under the shadow of the piety. Piety, that means being careful. Piety, that means practicing accordingly. Piety, it means the piety of the heart and being sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Jum'ah, one of the most important advices that one can give, that is advice of the Holy Prophets, advice of A'imma alayhi salam. You can look at the teachings of the prophets in Quran, and you would find that our prophets, they continue asking the people, Fattakoon ya ulil albab, practice the piety, O those who are intelligent people. And when you look at the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, it's very interesting that if somebody takes Nahj al-Balagha and starts reading the sermons of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam, then it's really interesting that if we were the people at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen and we would have been listening his sermons, we would have said that, oh my God, it's boring. All the time he starts with taqwa. He doesn't have anything to say. Whenever he starts, he says, Usikum ibadullah bi taqwallah. I request you, please open the book that is The book of Amir al-Mu'mineen, sermons of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Or read the sermon of any imam. Read the sermons of any imam. There you would find that Aimma alayhi salam, they begin their speech asking and calling the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not start with saying fadail of their grandfathers. They started speaking with the people that they can make them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they have many fadail and they are full of the excellences. And this is one of their excellence that they call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is fadilat of Ahlul Bayt. They do not call people towards themselves. They call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that is being said in the past that on the day Friday, if one cleans himself, washes and makes ghusl, trims the hair and cuts the nail, for example, because religion of Islam is religion of cleanliness, but there are some deeper philosophies for that. There's a deeper reasoning for that. One of the reasoning that, of course, Islam is religion of nazafat, religion of cleanliness. It's religion of cleanliness. And in hadith, it's been said, "In Allah yuhibbu at-tayyib," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves with the piety. وَيُحِبُّ النِّظَافَ Allah loves with the cleanliness. Because He is clean, clear, pure, and the source of purity, source of cleanliness, would like to have cleanliness. That is for our physical part. That when we go outside, we need to be presentable. When we live in the community, and especially when we come to the Jummah prayer, because we like to stand together, shoulder to shoulder. At that time, we need to make sure that we are completely clean and we are with full of fragrance. One of the things that was the most beloved for the Prophet, peace be upon him, that was itr, fragrance. That Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, it is said that he used to buy most in his life, the most spending of the life of Prophet, peace be upon him, that was itr, that he used to buy that. And after buying, he used to use that when he likes to come to the gathering. So that is the most important thing, that when we come at that time, we need to make sure that we are clean, dressed up, we have trimmed, and we have been ready for the Jummah prayer. Second reasoning for that cleanliness itself, it presents inside. Whatever we do outside, it's not outsider. It's inside. Whatever it's inside, it's going to be presented outside. There's no possibility that inside is clean and outside it becomes dirty. There's no possibility. Islam actually, the most focus of Islam is inside of human being, not outside of human being. Because this body is going to remain in this world. We will die. Islam wants to purify soul. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى The success is for those who purify. So the purification is the most important concern of Islam. And nizafat, outside nizafat, it plays a greater role in order to purify inside. And if inside is purified, then this is going to be make us closer to those personalities. For them, it's been said that they are purified people. For Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, it's been said that wa tahharahum tathira. They They are being purified. They are clean. They are tahir and mutahhir. They are pure and they purify the others as well. So the soul becomes ready to be closer to Ahlul Bayt, those who are purified souls. This is the real reason that we are being asked that on the Friday you need to prepare yourself and you need to be clean and wash yourself. And it has been said in Hadith, if somebody comes by washing, cleansing with all the preparation, then when he comes, 70,000 angels, they welcome this person. This welcome is actually for that soul that is purified soul, or a soul that becomes ready to be purified, a soul that is ready to be closer to Ahlul Bayt. And imagine that if in this world, that is the case, that if we come on Jummah prayer and physically prepared, and 70,000 angels are going to welcome, how about other world? How about other world? If somebody continues practicing in this world, purifying his body and soul, a day will come that on the day of judgment, they would be welcomed by not only angels, but they will be welcomed by the prophets. They will be welcomed by Ahlul Bayt. It is narrated that on the day of judgment, Hazrat Sayyida Salamullah Alayha, would be asked when she stands outside the paradise, and she will be asked why you stopped, and she would say that I do not like to enter unless my followers are with me. And she would be asked, O Fatima, if you turn back and start looking at the creatures, if you find anybody who loved with you, if you find anybody who loved with your children, if you find anybody who followed your path, just pick them up with you. And she will start selecting the people. This selection is going to be according to purification. The purified souls are going to be selected on the day of judgment. So it is said that if somebody does not practice in Jummah prayer continuously, that causes hypocrisy. Or it's been said it's alamatun nifaq. If somebody does not practice Jummah prayer without any reason, constantly, few weeks, that becomes the sign of hypocrisy. And person is going to be far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For imam, there are many manners that when he stands for Jummah prayer. Of course, there are conditions for imam, that what kind of imam has to deliver the khutbah, what kind of imam has to lead the prayer. According to some of the maraji, it is compulsory for imam that he should have permission from either marja or wali in order to perform Salat-e Jummah. According to some of maraji, it is very important condition for the person who is leading the Jummah prayer. It's not for everybody. This is not an ordinary Salat. This Salat is very important Salat. And Islam wants that somebody who speaks in Jummah prayer, somebody who delivers the Jummah prayer, he needs to know the circumstances of the community. He has to be the person that who knows about Islam, that he can speak according to those important manners. So it is said, مِنَ السُنَّةِ إِذَا سَعَدَ الْإِمَامُ عَلَى الْمِمْبَرِ. It is recommended when Imam stands for Jummah prayer on the member of Jummah, يُسَلِّمُ إِذَا اسْتَقْبَلَ النَّاسِ. When he faces first towards the people, he has to say salam to the people. So the first relation with the people is relation of salam. Salam is a peace. And this peace comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been asked to practice salam. Practicing salam, it means practicing a practice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practices. As in one of the du'as of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra, salamullah alayha. It is said, Allahumma anta salam. Wa Allah, you are salam. You are the peace. Wa minka salam. And peace comes from you. Wa ilayka ya'udu salam. And peace returns towards you. سلامتی اللہ کی طرف سے آتی ہے, وہ سلامتی کا ذریعہ ہے, اس کا نام سلام ہے. جب ہم سلام کہتے ہیں تو یہ نہ سمجھیں کہ ہم کوئی ایسا کلمہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ جو اضافی کلمہ ہے. جب ہم سلام کہتے ہیں تو اللہ کی صفات میں سے ایک صفت کو بیان کرتے ہیں. یہ اللہ کی صفات میں سے ایک صفت ہے, سلام علیکم, سلام علیکم. ہم بھی کہنا چاہتے ہیں اللہ کی صفت آپ پر ہو, اللہ کی سلامتی آپ پر ہو. لہٰذا کوشش کریں سب سے پہلے سلام کہیں. بسا اوقات ہم کئی ایسے ٹریڈیشن کو اڈاپٹ کرنے لگتے ہیں جو رسول خدا کی ٹریڈیشن کے خلاف ہیں. ہمیں سب سے پہلے وہ کام کرنا چاہیے جو رسول خدا نے کیا ہے, جو امیر المؤمنین نے کیا ہے, جو امام حسن مجتبیٰ نے کیا ہے, جو امام حسین علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے کیا ہے. اہمیت دیں اس کو, سلام کو اہمیت دیں. اس لیے کہ سلام دو کلمات ایسے ہیں جن کے متعلق کہا گیا ہے کل بروز قیامت بھی باقی رہنے والے, جنت میں باقی رہنے والے. ایک کہا گیا کہ سلام علیکم ادخل الجنہ, جب لوگ جنت میں داخل ہونے لگیں گے تو کہا جائے گا آپ پر سلام, سلام علیکم ادخل الجنہ. سلام کہہ کر کہا جائے گا جنت میں داخل ہو جائے. اور دوسرا کلمہ جو باقی رہ جائے گا اس دنیا سے, وآخر دعواهم ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین. الحمد للہ رب العالمین یہ بھی ایسا کلمہ ہے کہ جو جنت میں باقی رہنے والا ہے. یہ دو کلمات باقی رہنے والے ہیں. I ask Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, may Allah bless us with the day of Jum'ah. I ask Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, may Allah forgive us all. May Allah forgive all our sins that we have committed. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive the souls of mu'mineen mu'minat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us the obedient servant of Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give unity between mu'mineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us connected with Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that we can follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make Imam of the age pleased with all of us. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين والطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. راجو بھائی آج آپ چھڑی بول گئے. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ الواحد الاحد الصمد الذی لم یتخذ صاحبۃ ولا ولدا ولم یکن لہ شریک فی الملک ولم یکن لہ ولی من الذل وکبرہ تکبیرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب اله العالمين ابي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين امير المؤمنين علي بن ابي طالب. اللهم صل وعلى سيدتنا فاطمه الزهراء سيده نساء العالمين. وعلى سيدينا الشبابين الامامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب اهل الجنه. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حيا طال البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. First of all, I would like to really appreciate for the warm participation on the day that was Nima Sha'ban, as most of the community participated in this program in order to commemorate the birth of our 12th Imam, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. And we really need to think that how we can continuously establish our relation with Imam of the Age. It should not be a day that we remember Imam of the Age, but in whole our life we need to practice this remembrance, and we need to be closer to Imam of the Age, because we live under the leadership of an Imam, and that is our Imam Ma'asum. Many of our brothers and sisters, those who really think that they love with Ahlul Bayt, especially the Friday, is the day for the remembrance of Imam and also remembering those tragedies of Ahlul Bayt. If one likes to really do azadari for Ahlul Bayt, Friday morning is the day for azadari for Ahlul Bayt. If you come to Dua and Udba and listen to those phrases where it has been said, Aina talibu bedamil maqtule bikarbala. Shia is not the one who remembers Imam Hussein on the days of Ashura. Shia is the one that is living with Hussein, that lives with Hussein and dies with Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam. Our whole life is life of Imam Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam. We should not be separate. And Imam Hussein is spirit of Islam. Because if you look at the various practices, for example, we are being asked to do amal on the night of Nima Sha'ban. One of the most important practices that has been said for the night of Nima Sha'ban, that one needs to say salam and salute upon Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, for night of Qadr, it's been said when you do amal for the night of Qadr, just get out of the room or your house and you need to look at the sky and say assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. And in all other amal, I would, you know, like to request everybody, if you look at the amal that ulama have written, and Aimmah al-Islam have recommended, they said in every event, whenever you come for an event, at that time you remember Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. That is the ruh of Islam. That is the spirit of Islam. Islam is not for Ashura only, but Ashura is every day. In Islam, Ashura is every day. Kullu yawmin Ashura, wa kullu ardin karbu bala. Another event that has passed just yesterday, and that was a commemoration of the demise of a personality, Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. If you like to say salawat, please say all together. If we just look at the Salat Jum'ah, and Imam Khomeini. There are many blessings of Imam Khomeini, but one of them, it is making this Salat Jumu'ah as a live event. In the past, those who are elders, they know, and because I in the, also the past 50s, so I can remember that like 30, 34 years past, when Salat Jumu'ah was held, at that time, an Imam used to go on the member, and he used to recite Arabic khutbah. That nobody knew what he said, and some of the cases he did not know what he says. He himself did not know what he says, because they were just ordinary Imams from various schools. Sometimes they just read Tawzil Masail, Risala, or some of the time Tuhfatul Awam. So Tuhfatul Awami Ulama. There are many Tuhfatul Awami Ulama. These Tuhfatul Awami Ulama, they did not know about Arabic. And they just used to look at that and read. And they did not know what they are saying. And nobody else knew what he said. But Imam make a change in this world. That today this Salat Jumu'ah has become as an event of revolution in this world. He gave a new life to ulama. He introduced what it means when somebody says an alim. And he brought the status of alim so high that now everybody looks at an alim as Imam Khomeini. Because people, they started expecting a lot. Expectation of the people have grown up after the movement of Imam Khomeini. We really need to appreciate, and we need to learn about this personality, because this is not just a personality, because he is a school of thought. Imam Khomeini is a school of thought. He is an institution. And let us try that if we can learn from his life. Yesterday we had death of another great scholar who was a scholar in Iraq, Sheikh Ayatollah Sheikh Mahdi Asafi, one of the great scholars of our history, who has passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. And about him, I can just say a few words that a leader of the time has said about him. لَقَدْ كَانَ فَقِيهًا مُجَدِّدًا. He was a jurist. He was a mujaddid, renewal of the religion. وَمُتَكَلِّمًا نَافِذًا. He was great speaker. وَمُؤَلِّفًا غَزِيزًا. He has written many books. That at the moment, hundreds of his books are being published. اور یہ شخصیت ایک مجاہد شخصیت تھی, ایک سیاسی شخصیت تھی, جس نے عراق کی سرزمین میں بہت زیادہ خدمات انجام دی. So this personality has passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. Finally, two more things and I'm going to close my sermon today. As I had said, one of the priorities of unity in this community. In the very first sermon, I had said that my very first priority would be the unity. Today, I would like to say what are the ingredients of unity. How we can establish the unity. How that is possible the community can stay united. And if these elements are practiced, definitely we can stand united. One of the ingredients that as we are followers of Ahlul Bayt, leadership is the most important opponent for the unity. If a community wants to be united, then they have to stand under the leadership. We believe in Aimma alayhi wasalam, and our Aimma are our leaders. But in the absence of Aimma alayhi wasalam, our leadership is established. And we have only school of thought at the moment that is living under the leadership, under the pious leadership, under the leadership of the jurist, under the leadership of a personality that is being beloved within the communities since last 35 years. That is one of the things. Second ingredient of unity that is very important, that if we like to establish unity, that we come together on our common values. Of course, we all have our views, sometimes extreme views, sometimes difference of views. And we live with the differences of views. We live with those differences of views. And there is no problem that if one of the brothers has one view and second has another view, so we can live with those views. There's no problem with that. We are living already. There are Christians, there are Jews, there are many other religions living in the same city of Lutheran, and we have nothing to do with them. We don't have any problem, do we? We don't have any problem with them. They are living in their churches and their temples, and we are in our masajid, and there's no problem with that. And sometime, if we like to get together, as Islam says, that you can get together with the Christians, as it's been said that, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَا بَيْنُ. Oh, the people of book, let us get together on the common values. So if I like to ask a Christian to come, can I ask him that let us, you know, have a majlis? And you come in my majlis. No, he's not going to come. If I say that you have to pray with me, so he's not going to come. Because that is my practice and that is not his practice. We have to establish common grounds. Isn't that right? So let's say if I ask from Ahl Sunnah, a Sunni brother, that let us be united. In order to be united with a Sunni brother, I'm not going to ask that you come and do matam and then you're going to be united with us. No. He's not going to come in our majlis and matam. What we can do, we can ask him that let us establish a common ground and we can be together. There's no problem with that. And we have many common values. Similarly, within the Shias, if we like to establish unity, then we need to establish common grounds. We need to see common grounds. If any extreme level, that if we like to oppose or impose any extreme views on anybody, then it's not going to be unity. What we need to do, that we need to stand what it is common, Shia value. And if we start working on that, believe me that we can be united. And we are brothers and sisters. Our love with Ahlul Bayt and Islam makes us brothers and sisters. And let us think about one another as brothers and sisters. We should not think that he is my opponent. We should think that he is my brother. They are my family. They are my part. They are my body. They are my hands. If we become like that, definitely we will be able to establish the unity, and this ingredient is really important. And enemies of Islam, of course, they want us to be separated, disunited, unfortunately. Their most important struggle is that if we can be disunited, and that is the most important concern of the leader of the time, we need to really look at how we can be united. Today, it's been said that ISILs, they have been using the water as weapon. They closed many places, the water for the government places, and some of the resources of water that are in their hands. Iraqi army also have destroyed one of the bomb factories of ISIL, and that was one of the success that the government level army had the success. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give success to all mujahideen in this world, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give success to mu'mineen in Iraq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long life to our maraji in Iraq. May Allah give establishment to our houses in Iraq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long life to our leader in Iran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the life of our ulama. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار بجاه محمد وآله الأطهار بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. I apologize that today khutbah was a little longer. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.